Well, good morning, everybody. I tell you what, it's a beautiful day. Fall is, we actually have a real fall this year, unlike last year. It seems in my mind that it just kind of, everything died all at the same time, but all the trees are beautiful, aren't they? And this morning at St. Vincent, it was kind of neat because we were enraptured by this fog. And you know I love incense. And it is like God gave us natural incense because it was just like we were clouded. But one of the things of incense is that it's about mystery. Like we surround our sanctuary with incense and have done so for, you know, liturgically for our history, because it reminds us like this is all this incredible mystery to be entered into. And it's not like an Agatha Christie mystery where, you know, there's questions and then all of a sudden you have a clear answer, but it's like this mystery where there's always more. And that's the beauty of God, is there's always more. And anyway, I told them this morning, I said, some people have been crazy enough to make jokes about incense. And I said, I think those jokes should be censored. Get it? Okay. And then Gay McKinney, after Mass, said, that joke was thurible. Okay, enough of that. Folks, 2 points that I've got for you today. Number one is about our second reading. Philippians 4:13, we should all know it. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And the first point I was thinking with that is, we need to grow through what we go through. We go through a lot. St. Paul, in that letter to the Philippians, he actually wrote that letter while he was sitting in prison. And he went through a lot. And I suppose it's that way with almost everybody's life. There are ups, there are downs, there are all arounds. And sometimes the cross is rather heavy. And we go through a lot. But hopefully we're growing through all that. We know that nothing happens by accident. That even our faults and failures, God had a hand in them, and we are to grow through them. St. Paul talks about all the hardships in that reading that he endured and was enduring at that time. But he goes... But he talks about how he is rejoicing. But you could think to yourself, well, wait a minute, you're sitting in jail. Like and in those days you didn't get free food in jail. Like you just rotted away almost. I mean, it was terrible. But he went through it all, and like he grew through it all. We need to grow through what we go through, and we need never be discouraged, because like St. Paul says, we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. And so maybe you're discouraged about something at the present moment. Give it to Jesus and Mary. And know that Jesus and Mary are with you. And know that we need never be discouraged, because through Christ who gives us strength, we can do anything. And it's not us doing it, it's Jesus doing it through us. Grow through what you go through. That's number one. The second point is about the feast, the gospel, and all of these beautiful parables Jesus tells about the feast. They're pointing ultimately to the Eucharist, which we have at every day. And I do a billion things every day, and I love them all. But the thing that I look forward to every day is Holy Mass. And that's the thing that's the center of my life. And it's the center not just of the priest's life, but all of our life. And the Holy Mass is the ultimate feast that Jesus died to give to us. And here, we receive his body and blood, soul and divinity. It's a feast. You think about in our gospel, all the trouble that this guy went to throw the feast, to prepare all the food and the thing, and it's not easy to throw a feast. You know that from Thanksgivings and Christmases, you know. But how sad it must have been for him when everybody had an excuse why they couldn't come. One of them had to deal with his pigs. The other one was too busy with his business. And here's this incredible feast, and nobody was there. I suppose it's true that even to this day, people often like to make excuses for why they can't come to the feast. And hopefully that's never us, you know? Because here we have the feast. And it's an amazingly generous God that we have who prepares it for us. I think I've shared it with you before, but there's a great line from the movie Antimane. Life is a banquet, and most poor suckers are starving to death. And the thing of it is, Jesus invites everybody. And when you get an invitation, that means something. You know, like when you get an invitation in the mail to a wedding or to a baptism or to a confirmation or what have you, we shouldn't take those invitations lightly, because they mean something. And that person wants you there. And sometimes it can be a temptation to just ignore the invitation. But the least we could do is RSVP, you know. But Jesus invites everybody and wants the whole world there, wants the whole world here. And hopefully we never have excuses for our God, because it's worth everything to come to the feast, as we all know. And so praise the Lord for that. Let us never starve to death. Of course, this is the primordial, or the primary feast that we have, is the Eucharist. But God sets a feast for us every day. Grace, mercy, love, everything is ours for the taking, in abundance, overflowing. And there's feasts that God prepares for us all of the time. And let's not starve to death, because it's right here. It's right here. Those are the two things. Grow through what you go through, and never be starved. Always come to the feast. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.